Deep in the archives of Australia's National Library, you'll find a copy of every book published since 1968. It's a yearly haul that would stretch 2.5 kilometres laid end to end. Now the most precious items of that rich archive are being put on display, not just books, but everything from William Shakespeare's first folio of plays to a digitally preserved Wiggles website from the 1990s. It's in the Treasures Gallery, now open in Canberra, overseen by Director of Exhibitions at the National Library, Dr. Guy Hansen, who joins me now.
Good morning, Mel.
Why is the National Library of Australia so significant with this enormous archive that it has?
Well, I think the National Library is like the treasure chest of the nation. It's sort of existed since Federation, since 1901, and we've been collecting Australian material ever since, particularly printed and documentary material. So it's this place where you can go and discover what it means to be Australian and what to understand Australian culture and to understand Australian history. We have the resources here, and this new gallery is a way of providing an introduction to the types of material the library holds.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid to ask just how many items the National Library has in its archives. Are you able to count them all?
Actually, it's difficult to give a figure, but we tend to think in terms of kilometres of stack space at times. You know, it's just like there's warehouses as well as the library building as well. So it's a huge amount of material. And of course, these days we're collecting digitally as well. So it's a massive collection of Australian material.
Yeah, definitely hard to quantify as well once we start talking digitised items. So we're going to need a new scale to work with here. But look, talk me through the thinking or the philosophy behind this approach of collecting everything that's published in Australia. I know that was that's a legislated mandate for the library, but what's the aim of trying to make sure that there is a full record of everything that's been published in Australia?
Yeah, well, the library is one of those libraries which we call a deposit library, which is as a requirement of publication of Australian material, you have to actually deposit a copy in the National Library of Australia. Obviously, that used to be hard copy, and now it's also digital as well. So that just means that in one place, we're preserving that printed documentary record of Australia. And of course, it's used by researchers. The library is a really important research library where researchers come and use our reading rooms. And some of the big history books and other books which you see, fiction books, other books you see, they're researched and written in the library's reading room. So sometimes I think of it as a knowledge factory, but the knowledge workers are sitting away in here or online using our materials to produce new knowledge for Australians.
Guy, tell me about this exhibition and the Treasures Gallery that you have. You're showcasing some of the items in the archives. Tell me about some of your favourites from the exhibition.
Well, you mentioned the Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice. I mean, obviously, when you come to a library, a great library, you'd expect to see something like that. But we also have really important material like the annotated manuscript music by Christina McPherson for Waltzing Matilda. But we also have ubiquitous common items like a 2010 Perth Melways, street directory. So it's like both the ordinary and the extraordinary, so Australian culture is made up of all these things, high culture, sport, all sorts of things. And we collect it all and we put it in the gallery so you can reflect back to you what it means to be Australian.
As we move to a more of a digital world, is it going to be harder to get that kind of reflection? There's something really tactile about seeing, an old street directory that certainly brings back memories. Can you evoke that same kind of feeling from a digital item?
I think real objects have a real power. And I notice when people are in the galleries, when they're looking at objects which are there, which might be associated with a famous celebrity or an actor or a famous writer, they have an aura almost, a significant power. So I think there's always going to be a place for real objects. But the beauty of the digital is that you can access that material at home or in your office. You don't actually have to come to the reading room. And many of your listeners would be aware of the Trove website, where you can go and actually access digital material from Australian libraries and museums or from from your home. So I think both are true. The real continues to be important, but the digital is the way we can increase access.
Yeah, Trove is such an incredible database. I know I've really enjoyed finding some amazing old maps that are there that I otherwise probably wouldn't have got down to the library to see. So it's incredible to be able to access so much of this. But I understand the exhibition also draws on a lot of the questions that staff in library ask, like what is Trove and where are all the books, given they're all sitting at the building right by Lake Burley Griffin in Canberra's Parliamentary Triangle. Well, why did you want to showcase some of these questions?
Well, we have a lot of visitors who I call the pilgrims, and they tend to come in school holidays. Coming in January, there'll be a lot of people who've never been to Canberra and see this huge marble building sitting by the lake, and they walk up the stairs. They're not even sure what it is, and they walk into the foyer, and it's quite a grand marble foyer, and they're looking around at the beautiful stained glass windows and the beautiful architecture, and they are told that it's a library, and then their first question is, where are the books? Because when you come into the library, you go into the reading room, and of course we don't have the books stored. We have some books stored in the reading room, but most of the books are in the stacks. So people are immediately curious about where all these huge collections are kept. So one of the things we try and do in the exhibition is explain how we store books, how we retrieve books, how they're cared for, so you can understand what the library does and understand what the library, how important the library is to Australia. And I say it's really important visitors go away as happy taxpayers, understanding that we are taking good care of Australian collections.
Absolutely. Look, it's been fascinating to hear about it. I'll have to make sure, given I'm in Canberra, that I will get down and see some of the treasures. So, Dr. Guy Hansen, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much.